Hello, cool kids, and welcome to the 8th episode of Autonomic. I'm Kat Cool, your host and narrator. Before we get started, I wanted to note that this episode has a report card session after the credits, which is why it goes so long. This is technically the third report card we've done. I didn't post the middle one, as that week's release had a lot going on, and the debrief wasn't as useful for an audience in the moment. In the future, when the podcast is supported by a funding platform like Patreon, we'll post every report card up there, regardless of whether it's aired on an episode. Next, this episode discusses some elements of fire safety. If you've never learned about grease fires before, you can learn alongside our nomics by grabbing a trusted adult and looking up grease fire safety online. Now, dream with me a while. Have you ever collaborated with someone before? Sometimes, in order to accomplish a goal, it becomes necessary to work with others. This isn't always easy. Collaborating means that all people involved have to work towards the same goal. They have to communicate and be on the same page. They also have to respect each other's ideas. If you can't do these things, if you can't work with others, you will sometimes find yourself alone. Prince Visago is alone right now. Being alone can be scary, which is why Prince Visago is currently using his Spectral Minions ability. Let's see how things resolve.
He rolls a one on his minions die.
So it's just Spectral Minions.
One hand crawls out of the skull and then pulls himself up, and there is a version of Prince Visago. They're wearing the little striped pants. They look exactly like Prince Visago. They look at you guys and screech at you in a slightly higher pitched voice than Visago's voice. They're the same exact height as you. Who wants to go now?
We all have to work together. And it's the same idea as before. You need to throw me, Brennan.
Brennan is just so befuddled.
I just had a thought.
Well, okay. You always do.
We need to focus on one thing.
Yes.
Either putting the flames out or taking care of this monster.
Monster.
The four of them can take care of the flames. We'll take care of the monster. Zephyr's already focused on saving the book, so it's up to us to make sure the monster isn't doing any more damage.
Emmy looks up at you. Why don't we all work on getting the flames out right now?
Yes.
Okay.
No more damage. We can't do any more damage. We have to stop.
So let's knock him down. Let's get him on the ground so he stops spreading the flames, okay?
Makes sense.
All right.
But he's over there.
But
no, the flames are over here.
But Izzy can jump really far.
I could jump really far, but I need a little help. Pointedly looking at my good friend, Brennan.
Good friend?
Yes, that's right, Brennan. We're friends.
Brennan, like, looks down at his hands, and one is obviously bigger than the other, and he's never had anyone say that to him before, that we're friends. And he looks at you. He looks back at his hands.
Brennan, you gotta stop looking at your hands. They're not changing.
He doesn't want to use the bad one, but he has to, because he can't throw you with this little 12-year-old boy arm.
You don't need to do all the work here. Maya can push me off with her shield, and I can make the leap that far. You don't need to do a lot of work, but we just need a little bit of momentum here.
Okay.
I'm just going to pounce him. I'm going to knock him down so he stops flailing around, and that way we won't have a big fire, okay?
What about this guy? He points to the little guy.
I assume that he is connected to the big one.
All right, there's no guarantee that I can actually, like, lift you and throw you with this.
Oh, what if I got real small?
Okay.
I'm going to change to wild side. So, in combat, wild side, I need to make a 2-skill roll in order to assume wild side. Is that any skill?
It can be any.
I'm going to say presence. Do I do it? Yes, I do. In a swift transformation, my arms get shorter, my hands turn into paws, my foot turns into back paws, my face grows hair, I get hair all over my body, I grow a long tail, I'm covered in spots, and then I am at Brennan's feet purring.
Meow.
In order to stop Brennan from flailing, Izzy jumps into his arms, so he has to hold me.
Aww.
And then Maya, she takes her shield and using her power. So is that 2?
Yep, those ones. A 10 and a 7.
Okay, great. Maya throws her shield and the teardrop turns. It turns and it's stuck right in his chest.
Ugh. Falls back into the books. And then blue blood starts dripping down his chest.
God. Maya ends her turn. Izzy, go!
Look at Brennan. I gesture with my head.
Am I throwing?
Athletics, yeah, just throw her.
Yeah.
Atrina 4. Brennan gets this pointed look and he's so uncomfortable holding, he knows, and he's like, he just remembers what Izzy said to him earlier, and he kind of doesn't throw her. He kind of like flings her out. The arm of war is so much bigger, it works as almost as a throw, but he doesn't take her by the scruff and throw her. He just kind of like, as if you were throwing a friend into the pool, almost like a boost.
And so Izzy lands
right on the shield.
Right on the shield, but I know that I'm going to take fire damage, correct?
Yes, you are.
That's fine.
Are you... Is it still my turn?
Yeah, it's still your turn.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this attack again, because I can hit two things at once if it hits. Again, his arm is lit up. People are just yelling at him. He was wearing a very special uniform.
Yeah.
The collars have been pulled.
Yeah, that's right. You looked all fancy.
Yeah. So everyone's been like pulling by the scruff, and he's literally baptism by fire with interacting with children today. And he's also not like, all of his identity signifiers are being like pushed to the side. Like, he was the one who liked books, but now there's this other kid who really likes books. He was the one who really liked the bones, but then there's another kid who really likes the bones. He loves naps. Then there's another kid who likes naps. But there's all this swirling around in his head, and it's just... And he just has this image of that falling feeling as well. Izzy's voice is echoing inside of this. You'll never do it. You can't do anything right. You can't do anything right. Nobody needs you. You can't do anything right. The arm kind of whips out again and aims towards the prince. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, it was 6, 8, 8, 2. The arm kind of whips out again, and he can feel, and it's even more powerful this last time. So he really feels like it's going to happen. And his arm kind of whips out and he aims it again, and little sparks and no beam, maybe a hint of a beam comes out, but nothing comes out, and he's just continuing to get frustrated with himself.
Pull one of those and don't tell us what it is. Just hold it to yourself, because you're being hit with a complexity 5 mental attack, so please defend against that.
Your boy got 11, a 9, a 6, a 3, and a 2.
Oh, the eyes did that thing, yes, but went in the opposite direction. And you feel like a sucking sensation, but you fight it off. What was the negative thing?
The negative thing was upside down.
Yeah.
And it was the whoopee cushion. How embarrassing. 4 of crowns.
How does it fail?
It makes
then?
You look great.
It makes me look great. This arm goes to shoot and it doesn't shoot, but almost concurrently is when that mental attack is coming. And so he goes down into like a kneel, covering, because the arm is massive.
Like
covering most of his body, uses it as a shield. He's flexing this giant bulging obsidian black arm, and as this mental attack comes, you just see this. There's no color to it, but you can tell the air is moving. This kind of whoosh that would change the room is going around him, that is blocking this mental attack, and then almost immediately reconfigures himself to go, oh my god, wow. There was this like sternness, a steeliness to his face, and then immediately after, like, the arm, when anyone uses their totem or whatever, Breckley, they get seen as their fully realized
self. Oh, that's really,
himself.
Really cool.
Their
most full self, and he hasn't had many moments of that, and so this moment, actually using it the way he would want to use it, as opposed to being used.
Yeah,
I would like in canon.
Yeah,
for Izzy is just like bouncing on the shield,
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
So Monique looks around the room. He looks at the flames that are spreading. He looks at the smaller version of the prince, and then he looks over at Izzy, who's bouncing up and down on the shield, and his eyes gaze at the fire that is still spreading, and then he starts grabbing his chin. With Monochrome on his shoulder, he runs over to directly in front of the monster, and he thinks, and he has his staff in one hand, and he grabs his staff, and then just starts whacking at the flames, trying to put them out.
If you are trying to get the flames out, it's that 3 difficulty thing.
I'm just going to try to put the flames out, but I'm going to try to do it surreptitiously.
Okay.
Hey, pranks, what does that word mean?
I'm glad you asked, Liz. Surreptitiously means so that someone else doesn't notice. I want to use either stealth or skullduggery here. I will use stealth. 12, 1, and 2.
You successfully put out the flames upon the monster.
Monique, seeing that the flames have been put out and that Izzy is in no immediate danger, narrows his eyes at the monster, and Monochrome leaps directly at the monster and bites at it.
Yeah!
1, 3, and 4.
So it works. Haha!
I'm going to end my turn here rather
than pressing it.
I'm worried that if we shoot him with fire or lasers, he's going to learn how to do that. So from now on, we stick to just bashing him.
Ugh, fine, says Asteria. It is her turn. Well, what about environmental stuff that won't really help him? She's trying to put out the flames. I think this might help. She's been looking through.
Wait, finish your sentence! Monique screams.
So she's going to start her turn by making a perception check. She's looking for spells that she knows she does make it. So she grabs a handful of crystal out of the Bravo family magic harumphora and sizes up a few different possible things that she's going to cast. And then goes, and runs up to where her staff is. Brennan, could you describe another crystal?
This crystal is a mix of brown and green.
Oh.
Green.
No.
It's green.
There's an emerald crystal inside. It is four-sided. It's almost as if it's like an iceberg where there's a smaller top.
Oh,
and then
it's like an obelisk.
Yeah, like an obelisk. That's emerald, but circling it as if it was a swirly cone you get at the coast is this brown dirt from rock from the dinosaur ages.
Brennan does this amazing job describing all these gems that she's about to ruin.
Well, they're not ruined.
Okay.
Just being used.
This is a good opportunity to explain what happens when we cast a spell. All magic is powered by a thing called figment. Some species produce it naturally, like elves. We saw Tyrus do it earlier. But most people don't just produce it. They mine it out of the earth, and then they store it in magical objects like these crystals. The most common way to keep a spell is in a crystal that houses figment, and it gets kind of daily re-upped if you are up to your licensing with the Mages Guild. In order to have this many spells kept up to date with their figment, Dr. Bravo must be doing pretty well. So Asteria seems to know what she's doing with this one. She grabs her staff, she tosses the Breen crystal up into the air, and then she hit her staff down upon it. It seems to hit into a barrier right before it actually hits the crystal, which just kind of stays floating in the air. And she says the magic words that'll unlock the spell. Every spell requires magic words to cast. The ones for this one are and then a very strange effect starts to take over. The swirls that were inside of the crystals start to like pop up and out and animate. And then from around where the desk is, they start blowing back towards the back of the room. So from north to south, there starts being a very, very heavy gust of wind.
Ooh.
This is called Boreas Blast. It summons a wind current that travels from the north to the south and pushes objects in that direction. It halves and doubles your movement. So it halves your movement if you are trying to go north. It doubles if you are going south. She casts this and then looks around triumphantly and looks over at the flames being like, haha, this will have put them out.
I'll do it.
No. So normally that would work, right? This whole thing was like fire on top of a liquid, and now the liquid is being pushed and it is spreading up.
So we get even more fire for
our... Oh.
Yeah. So that's happening there. She looks horrified. She did not anticipate this. Stops, looks around at you guys and goes, what we've learned is that the fire is on top of the liquid, and that seems to be the fuel source.
We've also learned that you should check with us before you cast spells.
Well, I don't think you know anything about spells, so honestly, how is that going to help?
Yeah, neither do you.
Excuse me, I know a lot about spells.
Then use them correctly!
Yeah.
I will! And she casts another spell.
Oh, no.
Glaring
no,
at you.
No.
That was at a 3. So this one's going to be at a 4. She's going to cast this one with knowledge. She's not going to risk... No, she fails.
Ah!
She tosses up a crystal that is white with red marbling in it.
It's exactly what I was going to describe, yes.
Great. And goes to hit it. And then the prince does an attack at her while she's doing this. It's a mental attack that's coming at her. She gets hit with... He did that same eye attack. There is that same sort of whoom. It's different than the one that projected an image into your mind. Mm-hmm. This feels like a big siphon, right? And it seems to suck something... out of her. I'm spending a nightmare point. He's going to heal one. And
came up right side up. The refuge, a port in a storm, 4 of shields.
Great. So, and something happens. You guys see going across space, coming out of Asteria's forehead, into the prince's eyes, a little thing of film that gives you a hint of a memory. This one is a positive memory that he is taking from her.
Her happy memory was there's a tiny, tiny version of her. She's looking up at her mom and she says, I would prefer it if you handed me that. And her mom smiles and hands her a little ruby, which she holds up and it shines.
Now Zephyr's gonna go. He starts in the fire, so he takes a damage. He runs and grabs some more books, puts them in his thing, and then he passes right out. Emmy sees that this has happened to Zephyr and doesn't like that this is what's going on. So Emmy goes, ah! And does a run into the fire, taking the damage. Emmy grabs Zeph and looks around, and things are starting to like fall off of shelves and crumple. And it's dangerous. And here's the thing, even though Emmy Guys, Emmy's kind of strong. It's still quite intense to be holding an entire another kid. So they're struggling and looking around and stuff is falling and they're trying to figure out the right way to get out of the fire and they're looking a little nervous. But the vine that they have coiled on their hip, their artifact, seems to not like the fire. It's a vine and those are flames. And it's like, no, thank you. And it activates Grapple with the Future and picks a spot. The vine just shoots out and wraps onto like a gargoyle that's on top of one of the bookshelves and jumps Emmy across the room holding on to Zephyr. So they're sitting on top of the bookshelf. And then there's something that they can try to do. They notice that the flames aren't really, that the wind situation has not helped at all. So the flames are still kind of creeping up where they are, starting to get close to them. And Emmy really doesn't want to have to deal with this again. So they summon, Emmy is an Amache. Those are the snake people. Snake people, the opposite of bunny people. So instead of fire powers, they have water powers.
Oh, good.
They close their eyes really tight, grab the sides of their Chuyo hat, try to do a concentrate, and then a rain cloud pops up into existence on top of where they are.
What?
And slowly goes to the side and starts pouring water over this portion of the fire.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though.
Because
it's an alchemist fire. So all it does is spread the fire more. Which brings us to our last person standing in the initiative, Key Costa.
Yes.
Key has been trying to put out flames by whacking them with a pillow.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep trying to do that. So Key hits some of the flames and they go out and then falls asleep right on top of the pillow.
I love you so much, Key. You are the best.
They're just asleep. The monster is going to use what is called a wild attack.
No.
Which means that he's going to attack twice, but the complexity is going to be reduced by one.
I see.
Who's actually landed damage on him?
I've landed two damage on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so attacks are coming at you two. You have a three social attack coming at you.
I'm going to try to understand him. I would use empathy to defend.
Okay.
I think I'll do empathy as well because it's my highest one.
Okay.
Nice.
12, 5, and a 2.
Nice.
So you both succeed? Yeah. Great. So he's attacking with the same sort of screaming that he was doing at Izzy before. And he's very definitely speaking. And you get the sense of him. Both of you are just like, I'm going to understand. And you get the feeling that he's trying to spook you and get you to go away from him. That he doesn't want you anywhere near him and wants you to move far away. That seems to be what's going on.
Yeah, he wants to like get us to...
Away?
Yeah, away. Yeah. That's what I got too.
So I'm going to start with Pounce. That's two range melee, and that's a D8. Yeah, that's 3 and a 4. Perfect. So Izzy has been leaping around, is using the shield as a springboard, and then lifts up, swings around, and kicks him in the face with her back paws, which is both knocks the wind out of his head, and then also with a little bit of scratching down the face. And then I will continue, so I get back down, and then I'm going to start slashing at his chest, at the wound that's already been created.
Sure, you land back on the shield, and then...
Yeah, and I believe I'm going to try and use power for that. Yeah. D4. 1, 1, 1.
No! Draw a card.
Shikonomic goes me!
You drew your card!
I drew me!
I'm not going to attack you, I'm going to take a nightmare point. So what happens is you get a lumen. This doesn't erase your progress on your track, so if you're close to a lumen, you're still close to a lumen.
So you can
just
get two.
Have a lumen. And some of your lumen abilities, I don't know if you have any of these, you can use at any time. It doesn't have to be your turn.
Cap, what's a lumen ability?
So, lumen abilities are simply the best abilities in the game.
But what do they do?
They can do any number of things, Pranks. They're the special things that either your species does or your... Nomic path grants you. You save up for lumens by doing one of every die type. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
By rolling one of every die type.
How many lumens can I hold at a time?
That depends on your story progression as a group. You guys are currently still trying to complete your first chapter. At the end of your first chapter, you'll be able to hold two, but right now you can only hold one at a time.
Maya's gonna go. She's running.
So you move, and you're
right
next to it. I
guess if you're just reclaiming your shield, you can do that as part of your move, so long as you're there. So you jump up, pull your shield out.
And that means I fall.
I want to attack him. I'm gonna do D10.
So you're using athletics, or...
I'm going to use power.
So a 10.
A 10.
And a 7. Nice.
So Maya gets her shield together. She has a power stance. Her shield is in front of her, and she kind of like crouches. She just rams him.
He's still standing on top of the thing, so the bookshelf doesn't get hit into. Where do you hit him? What part?
Maybe like a shin or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to get the sucker, man. So hit him again.
Okay.
I guess I'll do athletics.
Pink.
D8. A 1, a 5, and a 5.
Whoops, whoops, whoops. You're going to make me a complexity 5 mental save.
4, 8, 7, 8, 8, 5.
So it fails. Yeah. So you ram him in the shin and then rear back to hit him again, right? And when he does, his eyes quickly do a camera movement. And when they're coming back, you feel the womb siphoning thing and spend a nightmare point. He's going to use memory siphon on you. Tell us a happy memory.
Yes, it's a memory involving my mom, in which it's a celebration of some sort. And she gives me this box and it's wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know what's in the box because it's gone.
Izzy, I have an idea.
Meow.
Okay, I don't really know what you said, but I'm going to assume that was an affirmative. I'm going to get him to keep his eyes on me, and then you get him.
So I'm going to point in the air and use a perform, and then we'll use a Lumen special attack so we can both attack him.
Oh, if you want to do combination attacks for like one turn, you can spend a Lumen and you guys use your combined skills for the duration of that turn.
Yeah.
So basically, Izzy can make attacks instead of Monique.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you guys are like,
cool.
We're in sync.
Well, yeah, but it's more like you're like both inside of a mech suit combined back-to-back fighting super.
Oh, I got you.
They are fusing.
There you go.
Yeah.
We do our fusion dance.
It's kind of like a fusion.
But like, can we make good a fusion?
I think that if we're going to do fusions, we should do like special Nomic fusions.
Double Nomic.
I know. I think that would be really cool.
I think that would be really good.
Chaotic mystery indeed.
Oh.
But it feels like if we have proper fusions, then you guys can't do really things separate from across the room. And it's more useful.
We're right next to each other.
We're next to each other. Oh, gosh darn it. Do you guys want to fuse?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Guys, fuse! Tell us about it. This is so cool.
Oh, I think it has to do with me.
Holy
moly. Holy smokes!
I think it has to do with like me and Monochrome doing
something.
Yes,
oh, that's
it
so
absolutely
cool. That's so
does.
Cool.
Holy shit.
And you're okay, so your artifacts have to combine.
I'm sweating.
Please tell me everything that happens. This is very neat.
Can we do a Monochrome talk real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Like a mental
like
Monochrome
a mental,
talk.
Like a mental talk.
Okay, Monochrome. I'm tired of this. Are you tired of this?
Yeah, I'm really tired of this, man.
It's time to finish this.
And so we both point directly up at the sky.
Up at the sky.
And we say, Scrutinomic Chickenomic Ultimate Attack!
Whoa!
Goodbye, I love you!
I love you, that was really cool!
So she gets down, and she comes over to you and, like, looks at your eyes.
I open my mouth.
Monochrome says, I super-duper trust you. And curls inside. The crown starts to glow and comes off your neck, and your staff starts to glow. And then they combine, guys.
And
what's
six,
going on? What's going
six
on here?
Six monkeys and six jaguars appear.
Whoa!
Wait,
but like six
separately
monkeys.
Or six monkey jaguars?
Six monkey jaguars.
Six monkey jaguars. Yeah. Appeared.
What they're
do they
terrifying.
Look like? Please
okay,
describe
okay.
them.
Okay, so like they look like jaguars, but they're standing on 2 feet. Big baboon faces.
Yes. And they have a mustache.
A mustache.
Whoa. That's so cool.
And they're all just like snarling and spooky.
And then you guys also, does Monique get the staff or do you guys have the staff?
I think Monique.
I think I have the staff because you're monkey jaguars right now.
Yeah. And so, but I think it's like reflecting, all of the illusions are reflecting through beams in the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very cool. So the thing that happens to the staff that changes, so like it changes color from the green. It's mostly purple now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that used to be
the magnifying glass.
Okay. Yeah.
It turns into a mirror. And like then it does a quick shatter movement across the mirror.
In the name of gnomics everywhere, I punish you!
Okay, so that just happened.
No attack.
There was no attack or anything. Now you guys should take your turn.
Huh. Yeah. So that was a 4 and a 5.
Okay, great.
This incredibly performative attack happens, and like 6 different monkey jaguars just converge and daze the...
Oh, cool.
Or like terrify it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you're just doing a...
Like a psychological attack.
Yeah.
So a social attack.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, because like they're illusions. They're not physical. I can't do that yet.
Got it. So he like looks really freaked out, you guys. This is really scary. And he tries to get back up as high as he can on the map and like slips a little and falls back onto the shelf. And it just looks super freaked out. And he takes a point of damage. It looks like he's about to cry. He looks really scared. So that was your first action.
That was my first action. And for the second trick, I'm going to look really hard at him and figure out what all of his weaknesses are.
Is that a scrutinomic thing?
No.
Okay, so are you actually generating a whatchamacallit?
Yeah, I want to generate an advantage.
Okay, so you do that with a skill roll.
I want to use streetwise.
Okay.
Oops. 3, 3, and 5.
Cool, great, awesome.
So that did not work.
Womp, womp, womp. Draw a card for me.
The Oceanomic, drawn face up. Vastness, potential, rebirth.
I'm taking a nightmare point. Since your turn's ending, it is getting rid of the use of this. Yeah. So what happened, it was very much like a fusion. Monique started to concentrate and think through something and try to understand what an opponent's weakness would be, and was looking at it in the way that the scrutinomic would do it, not in the way that both of you guys would do it together.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it got too
so it broke our mental link.
And it, whoomp, you two kids go flying out across the room, and both of it spits out your artifacts at each other.
Monochrome rolls out of my mouth.
What the plum just happened?
Brennan is... What?
All his studies. He never knew these things could happen.
All these things, his mind is broken. He has had such a day. Had a bit of a day. And now the order and structure and everything that he knew has just been put to flame and torn asunder. He just wants this over as much as everyone else does. So I just want to go up. I want to punch him.
I'm going to
power punch him.
Power.
That's a 3 and a 1.
Nice. Whoa-ho! You punch him!
The last move he did was that really cool block move, and he feels heroic status, and he just starts booking it towards this big green monster, and as he does, he rears back his giant arm of war and then punches him.
Ooh! Right in that solar plexus area? Oh, no.
Punch!
So he goes, oof!
Yeah.
And he's thoroughly punched. And he's looking down at you.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still not knocked over?
No.
Sheesh.
Looks upset. Doesn't look like he's happy. He's making noises. He seems to be speaking, but... You still have a lot of turn if you want to take it.
I know. I'm trying to think, because if I can get a D8 roll in there, then I get myself a lumen.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that I could inflict some sort of damage on him by, like, I'm the Namek of War, and I want to make it known that I am there with my presence, intimidation, basically.
That's exactly what presence is, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a D8. So, ba-ba-ba-ba-bee-bee-bee.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
A 4 and a 3.
Yeah. Right.
So, punch in the suplex.
Yeah.
And the arm comes down again. I have fought in more battles than you can even imagine. I have taken more lives than you have ever seen. And by all the stars in the sky, you will not have victory today. And the arm flexes.
Just as like a...
Just as a cool,
just
like,
as a gun show move?
Just like a... It was all pointing at him. Everything is like, he was gesticulating and pointing at him with it all, but just really flexing at it. So all the cool ruins like and stuff on his arm are like lighting up, and it's just very pointed and actions, and everything is just very much
the
like
camera
that.
Eye comes in, like zooms in on the arm. He seems kind of intimidated. He takes that damage.
Great.
Whew, still your turn, and you now have a lumen.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to punch him again.
You're going to try to punch him again. Yeah. Let's see if you do.
I don't like the way you said that.
Let's see if I do. 4 D10s, please. 8, 9, 7s. 2 7s. So failed.
Well, Brennan.
Too hyperbolic.
Make me a 5 save.
D12s, please. A 2, an 8, a 4, a 1, and a 12.
You made it.
I made it.
So pull a card and tell me the positive memory that you see.
Custonomic. Tradition rules authority.
So something that's a time that you bucked authority, buddy.
What?
Yeah, man.
Time that I bucked authority. That's a happy memory.
That's a happy memory.
Okay. Brennan's father is a seafarer. Yeah. Doesn't come around that often. Mm-hmm. And he comes on different ships and things like that. And so one visit he came on a kind of like a circus ship. And it had all these different animals on it. And he was awoken by like rocks getting thrown at his window. Mm-hmm. And it was his father. And he said, come on down. And so first he was like, I can't, it's after hours, I can't do that. And he goes, come on, come on. And so he goes downstairs and his father brings him onto this zoological circus ship and has all these animals on there. And he said, go to the last cage. He goes, go by yourself to the last cage. He's very scared, but it's like fun scared. And so he walks all the way down to the very last crate. And there is this older mongoose goose that had just given birth to a litter of baby mongoose gooses. Geese.
Mongoose geese.
His dad comes up behind him and says, you can pick one. And so he immediately, without hesitation, picks what would become Fiona. And he looks at his father and says, we're not supposed to have animals. And he goes, right, but this is a pet. And tossles his hair. And he goes, yeah. And that's a happy memory.
Mm-hmm. It's a happy memory.
And he gets to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and I get to keep it.
It's still yours. At the end of the camera shuttering, when you come out of the memory, mm-hmm. you're looking right very close into the face of Prince Visago.
He kneeled down?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's like really mm-hmm. close to you. And he looks stressed and tears are starting to leak out of the corners of his eyes. Next up, Asteria looks at the red and white crystal that mm-hmm. she has and considers, is muttering to herself, okay, you can compromise, and looks over at you, Monique. I want to use this. It's going to heal everyone. Is that okay?
What? You're talking to me?
Yeah, you said...
Yes, please, please, heal everyone.
Okay, so you can acknowledge that I know something about spells.
Yes,
yeah.
I think you do.
Okay, great. Look, I would prefer it if you helped me find a spell that would help put that back inside of its book.
Monique looks up at the sky and then looks at her and then nods slowly.
Then she throws up the thing and attempts to cast this spell. She's going to cast it at a 3 difficulty. 7-4-2. It works! First off, her staff glows in a pulsing blue as she uses spell augmentation, which is one of her gnomic abilities, and she uses multi-target. This takes a spell whose ability would normally be on a target of 1 and makes it on all allies available. So every one of you guys suffers the benefit of this, or gains the benefit of this spell. The spell she is casting is called... Alleviate, she says, and hits it. When she hits it, the red goes up into her staff and then turns into a blue mist that dissipates out throughout the room. When the mist hits you, you feel rejuvenated and you heal 1 level.
Oh, man.
You can also remove 1 negative condition.
Hooray.
1 level of negative condition.
I'm full healthy.
Next up, Zephyr is starting to like, Emmy's like, hey. Hey!
So he's back to 1.
Yeah, so he's back to 1. He comes awake, blinks up at Emmy, and Emmy's like, are you okay? And Zephyr's like, are the books okay? Just immediately.
Brennan spins around with his mighty arm and looks at him and goes, the books you saved are okay. In like a hero voice.
Zephyr looks over
like
where
full
you
on
are.
In like, yeah. He feels like hero mode right now.
Yeah, he like looks over and he gets like stars in his eyes and blinks and then jumps into his shell.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Key is still sleeping.
Oh,
still? He's doing great.
She's doing like, well, it's a mystery. Emmy looks at Zephyr's shell and picks it up and then looks at the fire. What should I do about this?
Put it out!
How?
I don't know. Throw the shell at it.
No! This is Zephyr!
But Zephyr won't come out until the flames are extinguished.
That feels really dangerous.
Wow. Whip the flames.
With what?
You're fine.
My vine's not for whipping things. I guess I could try to push the bookshelf over?
No, no, no. That'll catch more books on fire.
No.
Then what should we do?
Stomp the flames out.
I'm just gonna attack the demon.
Yeah.
That works too.
And they take Zephyr's shell and throw it.
Why was that a good idea?
Oh my god.
At this demon.
You're my favorite.
Yeah. It hits. So the shell goes and would hit this guy, but it seems to go right through him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh!
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, this lady gets it. And Emmy goes, and uses their vine to get down off the shelf. They're going to grab Key's pillow. They spend the turn putting out a chunk of the fire.
That's nice. That's good. This is manageable.
Oh. And that is everyone. We are back up to the top.
The monster?
It is the monster.
He's looking at me.
Monster's right in your face, looking at you and starting to cry. And he puts his fingers up around his crown and starts massaging his head. And a faint outline of a crown comes around his head. And then, in blue, I spend a nightmare point.
Yeah.
And
pardon moi?
He uses the royal touch and heals himself for two.
Okay, well.
It's your turn.
I'm going to start looking for a book that can send him back, or something that can send him back the same way that Hime told me to. So I will use perception. So it works.
What is this? Because your mom's office is full of lots of creepy stuff, Brennan.
Well, yeah, it's her aesthetic.
I think you found it inside of the map.
I think it's a book, and I think it's the last volume of the same series that this book came out of.
This book was a personal journal.
Oh, yeah, so it's a multiple volume journal. He stands up and grabs it and then says, okay, now what do I do with it?
Give it to me!
And then I'm going to move
over to where Hysteria
is. Which
one of them.
She's the yellow.
And nice. Then I will hand her the book.
Thank you very much. And then you feel the warmth of a minor mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at the spell. Okay, I understand this. I don't have figment to cast it. Could you find a figment source that I could use to cast this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I reduce the complexity using my mental condition from 3 to 2.
Uh-huh.
And I start scouring for a source of figment, 7 and 2.
Great. What in the world is the source of figment?
Monique takes the lens, and then he's looking through it, and the lens highlights a particular frame, and Monique doesn't even look at the frame. He just runs right over to it and grabs it off the wall. And yeah, I'll just hand it to her then.
What's in the frame?
What's in the frame?
I think I know.
If you know, then
yeah,
you tell us. What is
it? No, it's a picture of you. It's a picture of Brennan.
What's he wearing? What's he like?
Sad. So sad.
He looks sad.
He's
in the picture.
He's frowning and sad.
It's
his
not
figure.
Well. It's a purposeful look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're trying to look like regal.
As every, if you take a look at all the
everybody
paintings
does
and the photos
very cool.
In this office, they all are poised in the same way
mm-hmm.
and posed in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this was his attempt.
But you wound up just looking sad.
I hand her the portrait. I look at Brennan and I say, "Make sure nothing bad happens to this." I would prefer it if you took care of this.
That doesn't work for you. Wow.
Thanks. And she puts it behind the thing and starts doing a bunch of mental calculations, pretty much ignoring you. But when she says thanks, you feel the warm feeling of a moderate positive condition stacking up. Yay! You can keep going.
I am not pushing my luck any further than that.
Yeah, that would be spooky. Next up in the popcorn initiative, who wants it?
I have this lumen to spend.
Okay.
And we just watched this kooky plum fusion that happened.
Y'all want to get in on this business?
I feel like I want to get in on this.
Okay.
Business.
All right.
Fusion business.
Yeah.
So I feel like what it is I like kind of like motion to you and almost instinctively you know to like run with the shield
okay.
up and I run like this and I punch the shield.
Oh, Captain America.
And this big ray, like this light goes.
Whoa.
And then
we kind of like spin.
Yeah, we spin in our.
And it,
it morphs us together, and you can't see underneath the suit of armor, this like crimson suit of armor with a. Oh, what's a cool animal face?
It has to be a horse because of unicorn.
What?
Unicorn.
Yeah, so it has this. Face. Oh, yeah. Man. It has angry. This angry nightmare face.
Oh,
nightmare.
Yeah, like
nightmare.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
That with a face down there. It's this crimson red, but it has these black outlines. And they look, if you were any further away, they'd look like gashes as if they were cut into it. But no, it is solid. And there is no sword or anything like that, but it is still the obsidian black arm there, and the other hand is a shield. It is not, there's no hand or anything like that. It is just the shield. So we do that, and then we just go punch it.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Go punch it. Extra punching.
So
you guys have a super cool gauntlet arm.
Yeah.
Punch it.
And then can I have 2d10?
Unless Maya has a higher melee.
Unless Maya.
I have a 12.
Oh, let's
oh, yeah.
There
use
you
Maya.
Go.
Malay.
Oh, good. 8 and 9.
Oh, woohoo! You do it. You do a punch. Where do you do this punch?
right in the...
Oh, the jaw.
She's right in the jaw, like an uppercut to the jaw.
Right, the smoocher.
Yeah. Right. Poof. Last jaw.
Some spit goes flying.
Did we lose a tooth? Can we get a tooth out of that?
I don't know that if you... Not on this one. Not on this hit.
Is it
maybe? Wow, pranks. Maybe the next one. If it, I don't know. Are you going to do a next one?
Do you want to do another hit?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Good. Yeah,
and then back. We'll just do that again.
So you punched him, and then you can hit him with the shield.
Well, we punch him, his head goes up, and then we do the spin back the other way to like kind of catch it in its momentum of going up, and we smack it with the shield.
Okay,
and so cool. You can roll this one since we're using the shield.
A 9, a 1, and a 7.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Just uppercut, boom, up, and then. Boom. And then just spin around, this back spin around. We don't even look at it. We just go, wah, with the shield arm. Yeah.
It, wah. Yeah. He looks thoroughly conked. A tooth does fall out.
Yeah.
They do a topple, and then they, boom, fall.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. The illusory double, you were totally right, Liz, goes poof. But the baddie doesn't go poof or anything. They're just right. Still there. So we are free to jump out of combat.
Manique just starts screaming. He's like, yeah!
We immediately, after that like last hit and it falls to the ground, we kind of...
Another flash.
Yeah, another flash and we're on, but yeah. we're like kind of tossed to the ground. Whoa, what?
Cool. Can
we
go out of combat, then?
Yeah, we're out of combat.
Manique runs up to you and he looks like he's about to give you a hug, but he like doesn't want to get in your space. But right. He's just like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know what happened.
Izzy's
what happened?
Runs over to the big bad guy and just starts walking all over him and looking at him, sniffing at him, licking at him a little bit.
Wait, is all the fire out?
No, not at all.
Oh, no.
No, nothing has happened to the fire.
Are there any drapes?
Yes, there are. Mm-hmm. Cool. There's a huge bay window.
Okay, so Maya runs over and she jumps up. It takes a good two tugs or so, and the thing falls down. And she just starts patting down fire here and there.
Phew, it would have been curtains for us.
Yeah, you get that. You help and you go over. The Narconomic is still asleep and their eyes are glowing.
Brendan is helping putting out these.
Great, you all out. Start yeah. to help with the fire, except for Asteria, right. Who is like very seriously trying to work out this thing, and it seems like a really complicated spell. She is like grabbing things from different portions of the room and putting them in a... Yeah, absolutely you can. She seems really thankful. You guys are like making a really complicated circle on the ground and getting everything set. And it is upon that that Dr. Bravo...
That no authority figures ever find us.
And the president of the Sunlands.
Oh my gosh.
Finally you guys.
End of episode.
Oh!
Autonomic is a Precocious LLC production. Izzy Kia is performed by Liz Anderson. Maya Shale is performed by Taylor B. Hill. Brennan Bravo is performed by Stephen Kropa. Monique Mitra is performed by Pranks Paul. And I, Kat Cool, serve as her story's narrator. All music on the show is made by MJ. Autonomic is played in Autonomic, which uses the Bright system, which is used in Burn Bright and owned by Roll20. Roll20 is a virtual tabletop that runs from your web browser where you can play tabletop games online with friends at roll20.net. Until next week, wake up!
We've gotten through our first combat.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whew. Good job, guys. You did it.
Okay, wait. What did that thing start with?
Seven.
Seven.
It kept healing itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kept healing itself.
It had three different healing abilities. Let's do our...
Report card?
Report card is the right thing. Let's do our report card. I don't think anybody really made progress on their tracks.
No, I think...
You want to change your rival.
My rival is now this demon.
Nope, not going to work that way.
I enlisted a great audience into my prank.
But I feel like this is a good opportunity for you guys to give me feedback, especially because this is the first time we've ever done combat.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take the homework and gold stars portion pretty seriously. I'll tell you guys what I thought you did really well and also what I think we can work on for next time, because we're going to do combats again. And I'd really like if you also asked questions and gave things back, because that's how we're going to be able to do this.
Cool.
More helpfully together.
Mm-hmm.
Manique, I really liked that you were looking for other things to do during combat. That was super helpful, I think, for everyone to see the different options. That said, my homework for you is to make more advantages.
I think you can do it. You know, that like that you were doing a lot of things that I'm like, oh, I see where his thought process is. But if he had just put a role attached to this, you know, sort of thing, he would have been making advantages for the group. And you guys were a little low on them, I thought.
Yeah, that's true. We could have used the rerolls.
I think only Asteria used one of your rerolls.
Yeah.
And and it would have been... Right?
And she failed.
And she failed. Yeah. She failed real hard. And if she hadn't, it would have been a useful thing for you guys. But she did fail. And there's a reality where there were just a bunch more rerolls out there, right? Mm-hmm. And that guy went down faster. Do you have any stuff back or questions or anything?
I think, and this is more a general note for combat, I think when we have lots of NPCs, we should speed up their turns so that they're not full characters.
Yeah. May I explain?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Most of the NPCs that you guys will go into combat with and everything won't be full characters.
Okay.
They will be just like the monster, and they will have very limited abilities.
Right.
The reason these guys were full characters is because they're other nomics, and I think other nomics are always going
to
be...
That was important.
That's good feedback, like especially because like I don't want you guys to feel discouraged from doing stuff with these characters because they're useful and
well,
around,
now that
right?
we know we can make mechas...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We can find out what everybody does. Yeah. What all of your ties are. So thank you. That was really, really helpful. You want to go?
Sure.
Cool. Gold Star, you kept the emotional heart of this story beating strong, which is your strength, so it's not very surprising. But thank you for doing that, because combats, they're a mini game, right?
Yeah.
They're a separate thing, and it's really easy to get distracted by that. But you put a lot of flavor in it, and I kept relying on you to also be like, hey, could you describe this element of your house? And you knocked it out of the park. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
In terms of things to work on for combat for next time, I'm really interested in seeing the different elements of war that aren't just like... personal, but in terms of like leading people and dealing with the others, because you had a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, and it didn't seem to bug you this time, and that's totally fine. But I'm very curious as to like...
Oh, it did bug me.
But... Well, maybe we'll see that.
Yeah, we will see. Well, I mean, that's the stuff, you know.
Cool.
That's why I checked in. I was like, I mean, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but in game, it's been
very, very
6 hours.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like, oh,
lots of stuff.
You know.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's my stuff. Do you have stuff for me or questions or any of that?
No. Cool. I think it's pretty cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Thank
good job.
You. Good job.
You good job.
Hello.
Hi. I'm really glad that we got to see a lot of... We didn't get to see a lot of your gnomic abilities, but we got to see how where stuff works pretty thoroughly, which is useful for me because I want the audience to see, like, this is how you play the game. And I feel like a lot of what we do speeds over this is how you play the game. So thanks for taking the time to work through it and, like, really mechanically show how we're getting there and how we're doing the different things. The thing that I'd like is next time I'd like to see you use some of your gnomic abilities. Yeah. I know we're going to get there. I'm not worried about it. But that's the thing that I'm most excited for. Do you have questions or different things about combat?
Combat for me, I think, is going to be an animal that I have to just reckon with, because I have the unfortunate thing where, like, my species kind of doesn't necessarily work with my gnomic.
Not yet. Yeah. It will one day.
It will one day.
Yet.
But I need, like, either the ability of speech or a body or the ability to wear the crown to use a gnomic ability, either or. So right now, my actions are I'm a little bit limited at this point.
Definitely.
So I'm going to need to figure out how to level up pretty quickly if I want to feel like I'm useful at all.
Sure.
Which is, if that's probably focusing on, like, improving on, like, story cycles, I suppose. But also, if I do get frustrated, that's just me trying to figure out, like, how the game works. And I don't want that to read as, like, me being mad at myself or mad at anyone else. It's just, like, I want to figure out how to play my character.
It's not. I think you're doing great. And I also think that frustration is an okay thing to happen at the table and on mic, because it can be frustrating to figure out all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's
but,
not...
like, together...
You hear that, kids? Adults get frustrated as well.
It's okay to be frustrated.
Not me.
Because if and when
okay
both of those, both all my abilities are working together, I will become, like, insanely powerful, so I understand why, but it's still...
Yeah, it's
I'm learning.
Yes, which is okay. I feel like we're all learning together. Like, today, with you guys, I learned that even though I put a bunch of work in trying to make sure that I knew what these kids, other kids, were doing during combat so that it could go as quickly as possible, and it still took a really long time. right? And I want them to feel like fully fledged nomics alongside you guys. But, you know, we're learning what does and doesn't work.
Yeah.
So,
but otherwise, I'm feeling fine. I figure out, I think I know how it works now, which is good.
Good. Cool. Taylor, you did a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like doing a bunch of different shield attacks, and then you were also just doing different straight up hits and doing charges. You really did combat in a way that not everybody was doing, which makes sense because of how Maya's built. Maya's built to
Maya and, things.
Yeah, Maya and Brennan are built to do some Tank. Combat. So that was great. And it was also really cool to see, this is a plus for both you and Brennan, that when you guys combined, that you were able to use
both
Maya's better skill on Brennan's attack to actually activate the thing. And it was really cool. The only feedback that I have that's like I'd like to see more of, the other kids were not interrupting each other but talking on each other's turns, and I'd love to see you get in there with other commentary, because it's cool to be thinking about what you're doing on the other stuff, but I'm always like,
Maya's so cool, man.
So cool. I just want to know what she's up to.
I know.
Yeah,
so that's my cool. My feedback there. Do you have any questions or combat
cool.
feedback?
Okay, so it's more like the leveling up.
Uh-huh. So yeah. In order to get more abilities, you level up and you do your story, right? Your yeah, you do your story, which for you is your fear.
Okay.
Unfortunately, nobody progressed on their story this time because we were doing a combat, and we specifically don't use violence to move ahead in our lives. But generally, you progress by doing your stories. Next session, we're completely out of combat. We're back to stuff, and I'm going to give you guys, I promise, as many opportunities as I can to actually progress along your stories.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Because it's great. Time. It's time that you're that you have more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait. Quick question. Yeah. So the advantages.
Yeah.
Is Monique the only one that...
You all can do that.
No, so it's just my best option.
I just say, like, I want to...
Yeah.
Create an advantage.
Yeah, I want to make an advantage.
Make an advantage. Yeah.
The reason I'm doing is because I can't do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So it's usually better for me to enable you guys rather than try to ineffectually hit things with my staff.
But okay. Since you all have multiple actions on a turn, it's always an option, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, what he typically is going to do is, like, find their weak spots or whatever. But if Brennan wouldn't have liked this, but a really reasonable thing is, like, I'm going to create an advantage by knocking over the bookshelf into the fire. You know, like, the
would have been cool.
Oh my gosh.
I would have done it
scene.
If it were me.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how you do it. You had a question?
So per, like, recording session, how many events do you expect us to, like, get through?
I bet max you're going to get through two individually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to give Gold Star to you for letting us do the, like, fusion thing.
We had
no rules
it's
for
really
it.
It's really exciting. That's really cool. I love them a lot.
Yeah. I can use a lumen to become a different thing.
Gold Star's back to everyone for getting excited and doing it. Because
now all I'm thinking about
is how to get how to do the fusion.
But it should only be with only Nomic to Nomic.
Yeah, no, it's only Nomic to Nomic.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Because now I'm thinking about, like, it's we should never... fuse.
No, you guys can never fuse. That's I was thinking
no,
that
I
too.
That,
oh
yeah.
My god.
Really
well,
cool.
One day you're gonna have.
But
well,
also, I'm like thinking of, like, history stuff. Of like, maybe this is something that's never been happened.
Right?
It's never happened before.
There's no precedent for it.
There's no, like, fusion that's never happened before. Mm-hmm.
This is brand new, you guys.
I really like that because we're the first generation.
You're the first
that we're
generation.
All, maybe except for the first time it's ever happened because that was all the same too.
Maybe it is because you're all
and then they just didn't
right
because you're so similar.
We're all the same age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so now we got to come up with names for that.
And this is how
Maya,
building...
what's our Garnet name?
Heistonomic.
Heistonomic.
Thank you all for listening. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Goodbye. I love you.